I'm Jack Grisham, and I'm an alcoholic. And I'm sorry, I'm touching stuff. And I'm loud. I'm loud. And come from an alcoholic family. Nobody's quiet over there. You know, just like what? And it was funny about Bill, and I've already had a great time, and Nikki did a great job, and you guys are great, and everybody's nice. I haven't seen Larry in so long. It's nice to come and see him when I get here. And you know, and it's really nice to be here. And I think what I'd like to talk about a little bit is some of these stories, real quick. And the Bill thing gets me a lot, and it's funny because I actually feel like I'm coming from the other camp, because this is like an Akron camp over here, and I'm like a New York camp, and because my sponsor got sober. My sponsor just turned 49 last week, and his sponsor got sober with Bill at their Tuesday night meeting in Brooklyn. So I'm kind of like on that camp, but I'll come into this camp. And the God thing's always been weird for me, and I'm pretty much like a hardcore agnostic still, and I've gone on and off in belief and non-belief or whatever, but I do know that when stuff starts getting odd, you go, no matter what it is. We call it going on a thriller. That's what we, you know, so the minute if a road becomes blocked in front of you, just go. Go the opposite way and see what happens and keep an open mind and watch. And so Bill, the week before this, had just said, if you come up here and do something for me, I'll buy you lunch. And I said, well, I don't know, I can't come. And then when I got that text, they go, well, it was Bill. It's like, I'll go. And so I just showed up. And so who knows what the hell is going to happen. I don't know what I'm doing here. And this is what's interesting. And don't get mad at me. I just want to throw this out. I bust a lot of balls around here because I think we need it. And, you know, I really think we need it. And let's talk about that Bill story for a second. I got asked to speak at a sponsorship conference one time, and I don't know, I think they got me by mistake. I don't know what happened, but they weren't, some of them were happy, some of them weren't. And I asked him a question. I said, so let's pretend, let's play a game. You got a newcomer. Let's say you got a newcomer coming to you to do this thing, and he's got 5 or 6 months or whatever he's got, right? And he comes to you and says, hey, I'm going to split my home group. I'm going to go out of here, and I'm going to go out of state to where there's no meetings, no nothing, and I'm going to go take over a company and be a president. President of the company. What would you tell that new guy? So I said at the meeting, right? At this, I said, let's play a game. So everybody starts throwing out, don't go, stay home, get a coffee commitment, blah, 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 blah. You know, all that stuff. Stay tight. Wait till you got a year, bud. You know, whatever the hell it is. And after they hung themselves for a long time, and I looked at them and said, thank God none of you were sponsoring Bill Wilson. Because none of us would be sitting here if he hadn't made that move. And this is, yeah, thanks. And, yeah, half the room. The other guy, oh, this is it. And then the other half is, well, times have changed since then. You know, and this is the thing, times haven't changed. It's crazy. I'm a big book God guy, you know, and it's so crazy. I see these guys talking about our recovery rate, and they say, well, our recovery rate's bad. We got to do this program, and we got to do this program, and come back in here and here. And I always look at them and say, why don't you just do our program? Why don't you just step back and let God do God's work? Why don't you not shield a man from temptation or guide his affairs in any way? Let him come and go as he pleased, because God has either removed his liquor problem or God has not. When did that get taken out of the big book? I ask these guys, I say, what kind of big book do you got, man? I want to see your CIA copy of the big book that's blacked out all over stuff, you know? When did they take out the promise to the new man that there's no people to please here? When did that go out? Because I hear a whole bunch of pleasing around here all the time. Do this, or I won't work with you. And you call that our program. Unbelievable. That's your program. It's not our program. Our program's laid out very clearly in the big book. It says that you may work with a person and they might not want to do all these steps or do all these things. What's the big book say? Fine, they don't have to. But let them know that you had to. You had to do it. And it's interesting, and I wonder, and I'll say this, I'll agree with Bill on this, Do you know when you take a new man or a new woman and you treat them like that, you let God do his work, do you want to know what the recovery rate is when they jump in? 100%.
Absolutely.
Rarely have we seen a person fail that has done that. Constantly do we see people fail that are forced into this. And it's so interesting that this is the same conversation they were having in 1940. Don't force people into this. The Little Red Book. I'm a big fan of the Little Red Book. He lays it out at the start of the book. You want to know why Alcoholics Anonymous will fail you? Here's why. If you're here because the court sent you, probably it'll fail you. If you're here because your wife sent you, probably it'll fail you. Here because of this, probably it'll fail you. It goes down a whole list and says why it fails you. Now, you can come in with that kind of push on your ass, which we normally do, you know what I mean? Come in to please somebody, but somewhere down the line, that's got to go bye-bye. Somewhere down the line, you got to jump in. And I'm glad that I was raised like that. That's how I was raised around here. My success rate, 100%. My sponsor's success rate, 100%. His sponsor's success rate, 100%. 100%. I was raised, you know what they told me when I was brand new, sitting here in my pajamas with green hair, hanging out in the meeting? They said, sit by the door. You get up way too many times. Can you just sit by the door? And they just left me alone. The first time I went on a panel, I was 3 years sober. And no, they didn't ask me to go. They didn't ask me to go. I called central office and volunteered, right? So I go to this hospital. It's Dominguez Mental Hospital. And I go there, and I found out the lady's name, and I walk up. I go, I'm looking for Ellen. She goes, I'm Ellen. I go, I'm here for the panel. She goes, that's wonderful, sweetheart. She puts her arm around me, and she walks me in. She goes, why don't you sit right here? And I sit down. She goes, would you like a punch and a cookie? I'm like, yeah, punch and cookies, yeah. So I got my punch and I got my cookie and I'm chewing on it, right? And I'm sitting there and the panel starts. She's not calling on me. And I realize she thinks I'm locked up in here. I didn't say a word. I didn't say a word. You know, it's the best panel I ever did in my life. Because I sat in there thinking, you know what? I could be locked up in here, and I'm going to pretend I'm locked up in here while they're talking to me. And I think about this. They're telling me about how they do the letters on the, you know, how you did the letters and put them up, you know, on the steps and the traditions. And I was almost 2 years sober, and we have that. Because there's other clubs like this around, which is great. Because I go to some of these, and they do the same thing. These guys got together, got a club. All over the United States, all over everywhere they do this. And it's bitchin'. And I was at our club, they did that, and I'm sitting next to this old timer, and he's like this old queen, and he was great, and real dramatic, and he had a really gnarly hairpiece that he used to wear, and full drama, Hal. And so I'm sitting next to Hal at the meeting one day, and this guy walks in, and Hal goes, that's the man that did our steps for us. I go, oh, fuck, no way, really? He comes here? Hal goes, yes, every day. So at almost 2 years of sobriety, I thought the big book was written by a Mexican painter named Mundo. And I'm calling people going, I'm at the source, bitch. I'm like, just out of my mind. Just so, I don't even, I wish I took one of those calls from me now. You know what I mean? I wish they were, I would have loved to talk to me now. And, you know, and so, you know, and real quick, again, I want to, before we go launching in, and it's interesting what you hear here, too, and Nick, I don't mean to be cross-talky. I'm going to be a little cross-talky, but I don't mean to be, I'm going to be cross-talky. The steps in order, that's interesting. That's real interesting, because you will hear that. The steps are meant to be done in order. Great, great. The steps are meant to be done in order, and I'm a fan, but also, if you look in As Bill Sees at page 191, Bill says that the steps are done to each person's interpretation and experience with the step, and when the new man is ready to go, they can do any step at any time, start wherever they please, and that's based on Bob, because Bob had to go clear things up. And it's real interesting when you start looking at this stuff. Bob had to make his journey through the town clearing stuff up, or he knew he wasn't going to stay sober.
Right. Right.
He had to go out and do it. So yes, when we control and we have time and we want to say, do it like this, do it like this, do it like this, but we also got to leave a whole bunch of room for God around here, because God doesn't do it like this. You know what I mean? God's not that as organized. I'll speak for him right now. God is not... Wait a minute. God's... No, this isn't even on. Anyway. God's not as organized... Did you turn it on? No, you threw that out. Anyway, he's not as organized as you might think, right? Sometimes God does stuff just a little bit differently.